Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The second baseman, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Halicki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ed Halicki. And now, play ball. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Madlock moves to third. Morales moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercer hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday is hit by the pitch. Rochelle moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matthews moves to second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Matthews moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reitz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Madlock. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morales bunts towards the mound. Halicki fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Halicki. Madlock moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton strikes out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo bunts towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trillo for the out. Madlock scores. Morales moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Halicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rader hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Rader reaches second base with a double. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Halicki bunts in front of the plate. Swisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Rader moves to third. 1 out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rader scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rochelle fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Rochelle. Joshua moves to second. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joshua moves to third. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to third. Montanez moves to second. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Wrights is 0-for-1 in the game. Wrights hits a line drive towards short. Rosello catches it and throws to second to double up Montanez. Two outs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Madlock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Madlock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Madlock scores. There goes Thornton trying to get to second. Rader throws to second, with Spear covering, who tags Thornton for the out. It's 2-1, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Halicki is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Halicki is 0-for-0 in the game. Halicki is called out on strikes. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swisher moves to second. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochelle takes first base on ball 4. Swisher moves to third. Rosello moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Monday strikes out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Rosello scores. Rochelle moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Madlock is walked intentionally. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rochelle tags and scores. Cardenal tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rosello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Spear reaches second base with a double. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Steve Ontiveros pinch hits for Ed Halicki. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a pop-up towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Williams now pitching. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thomas. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Rochelle moves to second. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardenal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rochelle moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Von Joshua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Joshua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Montanez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Spear hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.